From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting one of Syria's main rebel groups has pulled out of talks. The discussions among opposition groups were aimed at forging a united front ahead of potential talks with the Damascus regime. Ahrar al-Sham said it withdrew Thursday to protest the role given to groups it feels are too close to the government of President Bashar al-Assad. The U.S. military says the U.S.-led coalition fighting Islamic State militants in Iraq and Syria has killed the group's finance minister and two other senior leaders. The deaths came in recent weeks as a result of coalition airstrikes. Spokesman Steve Warren said Thursday coalition airstrikes killed Abu Salah, the Islamic State's finance minister, a top leader responsible for coordinating the group's extortion activities, and another leader who acted as an executive officer. Australian authorities charged a teenager and four men Thursday with planning terrorist attacks on government buildings and on civilians. The buildings included the headquarters of the Australian Federal Police in Sydney. Australian Federal Police Deputy Commissioner Michael Phelan told reporters police have arrested a 15-year-old boy and a 20-year-old man from Western Sydney and have charged them with conspiracy to prepare for a terrorist act. Three other men already in jail on separate terrorism-related charges were charged with being part of the plot. One of the top fugitive suspects in the 1994 Rwandan genocide has been arrested in the Democratic Republic of Congo. The United Nations says that Ladislas Ntaganzwa, a former mayor accused of orchestrating the deaths of some 20,000 ethnic Tutsis, was arrested in Congo Wednesday. This is VOA News. Two top Turkish officials traveled to Baghdad Thursday in a bid to defuse a diplomatic standoff with the Iraqi government over the deployment of Turkish troops in northern Iraq. Dorian Jones reports.
Turkey's top diplomat Feridun Sinanlioğlu and the head of Turkish intelligence Hakan Fidan were dispatched to Baghdad as bilateral tensions continue to rise. The Iraqi government is demanding the immediate withdrawal of Turkish forces deployed last week. But Turkish Prime Minister Ahmet Davutoğlu reaffirmed on Thursday that there'll be no withdrawal, saying the troops are needed to protect Turkish soldiers training Iraqis to fight the Islamic State. Dorian Jones, Istanbul.
With less than 48 hours to go before a Friday deadline, delegates of 196 countries meeting in a Paris suburb are in a race to reach a wide-reaching climate agreement. A 29-page draft of the agreement, released on Wednesday, shows differences remain substantial, especially on key questions involving the responsibility of richer nations to fund climate change programs for poorer countries. There's a new warning about the severity of climate change, and it comes as the Paris Climate Summit wraps up. A Scottish study says if significant efforts are not made to counter rising temperatures, billions of people will be at risk from extreme heat, floods, droughts, and food shortages. Joe DiCapuo reports.
The University of Edinburgh study looked at key climate factors and their estimated effect on both land and sea temperatures. It finds that if the status quo on climate change mitigation remains, land surface temperatures could rise by nearly 8 degrees Celsius by the year 2100. Negotiators at the Paris conference had wanted to keep temperatures just 2 degrees Celsius above pre-industrial levels. Joe DiCapua, Washington.
U.S. investigators probing last week's terrorist attack in California are now focusing on the activities of Enrique Marquez, a man they say supplied weapons to the husband and wife attackers. Authorities say Marquez developed a friendship with shooter Syed Rizwan Farouk that had extended for several years. Investigators say Marquez converted to Islam and married a member of Farouk's extended family. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un is suggesting his government has developed a hydrogen bomb. Mr. Kim was quoted Thursday by the official KCNA news agency as saying North Korea is now, quoting now, a powerful nuclear weapon state ready to detonate a self-reliant A-bomb and H-bomb. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.